הלכה י' מצווה מן המובחר לעשות חוטי הציצית שזורים משמונה חוטין. The strings of the tzitzit should be woven, each one individually, from eight strings. That means if you take every string and you unwind it a little, you'll see that it's made up of individual strings. Now the each individual string should be made up of eight strings. שיהיו כל חוט משמונה כפול לשמונה. Each string is numbering eight, and there are eight strings on each corner, because there are four long strings, and when you place them through the hole and you double it over, it equals eight strings. שאז בזה יהיו כל חוטין של ארבע כנפות רנו חוטין. All the strings in the four corners of the tzitzit come out to 256 in total. רמז לכנפי החיות. וחשר הדבר לעשות כן, and it's proper to do such a thing. כמו שכתב, השורי ברכה, אז החידה אז פרוטן, בשם אחד קדוש, אין שם. ובספר לב חיים, הביא כמה ספרים דכתבו כן, בספר לב חיים, has brought numerous ספרים, that have spoken, have written to do what the בן איש חי has mentioned. ולכך כל אדם יזהר לכתחילה בזה. Therefore, everybody should be cautious in this, that each individual string should be made up of eight. ונראה לי בסייעת הדשמיה לעשות רמז בזה. And the Ben Ish Chai is going to give us a hint as to the significance of the number 8. במספר מובחר שעולה רנו. The word מובחר, which means chosen, comes out to 256. כלומר, דבר זה הוא מצווה מן המובחר. To do this is a chosen mitzvah. You're performing the mitzvah on a chosen level. וזה שכתוב רנו ליעקב שמחה. וידוע שצריך להעביר ארבע כנפות אלו, one has to take the four corners, שהם רנו, that they equal 256, על גבי עיניו בשעת קריאת שמה. One should take the four corners and pass them over their eyes during קריאת שמה. ואותיות עין מלאים עולים רנו. The word עין, לבן ישחי has a gematria, that it equals 256 as well. רמז, חוטין אלו שהם רנו יועילו לעין שהוא מספר רנו. The strings which equal 256 shall bring blessing, shall bring sustenance to the eyes which also equal 256. ונמצא כל כנף הוא סמך דלת חוטין. Each corner is equal to 64 strings. כמניין נוגה. שבזכות זה אנחנו מתקנים קליפת נוגה. With the tzitzit we are able to fix the level of tum'ah called נוגה. ונעביר כותונת אור, ויהיה כותונת אור מארבע עולמות שהם כנגד ארבע כנפות. Now, this halakha of שזורים. The Shulchan Aruch brings in Siman Yud Aleph, סעיף א', וזה לשונו. חוטין צריך שיהיו תבועים לשמן. ואם לא היו תבועים לשמן, פסולים. The strings have to be made into the string from the raw material לשם מצוות ציצית, for the sake of ציצית, meaning that the strings come out from the wool as raw material, and you take that raw material and you make it into an individual string, that process has to be done לשמן. The Rama goes a step further and says that even the Niputz, which is the stage before the Tviyah, before they're making it into the strings, also has to be made lishma. Nevertheless, even the Rama brings shelo naguken. Now, the source of this halakha of tviya lishma, of making the strings for the sake of tzitzit from the wool, is the Gemara in Sukkah, daf tet amud aleph. The Rif and the Rosh pasku kedat Shmuel, that one needs tviya lishma. Based on the pasuk in Dvarim chav bet, pasuk yud bet, gdelim ta'aseh lach. You shall make for yourself twisted threads. Lach l'shem chovach. One has to make the threads for the sake of the mitzvah. So the strings have to be made for the sake of tzitzit. And one has to verbalize the words l'shem mitzvah tzitzit. That's lashon of Shulchan Aruch. Lashon of Shulchan Aruch is sheyomar. You should say b'tchilat ha'tivui. In the beginning, when you start making the strings, you should say l'shem mitzvah tzitzit. Now, the stage after the strings, meaning after you have the strings made from the raw material, you now have all these individual strings, is the process of tviya. The process after tviya is then shezira. When you make them you take each individual string and you weave them together, you fashion them into the strings that we see on the tzitzit when we wear them. So Shulchan Aruch Siman Yud Alef Sif Bet, Tzrichin Shizra. You have to weave the strings, bind them together, Vishiyu Shizurin Lishma. And that process of making it into the strings that we have when we wear the tzitzit has to also be done and made for the sake of tzitzit. Zehu Ashlav Shelokeach Et Achutin. That's the shlav that you take the strings and you bind them together. So it comes out that every string on the tzitzit is, as we mentioned, is made up of numerous strings. Now the makor for the din shezira lishma is a gemara in Eruvin, Tav Tzadi Vav Amud Bet. It neemar b'Torah, it's brought down in Bamidbar Tet Vav, Pasuk Lamed Chet, Petil Techelet. You should weave the strings. Petil means woven. Now, if one did not make the strings woven, then the lishma, then the tzitzit are pasul. The tzitzit are rendered pasul. And one who makes a bracha is making a bracha levatala. The minimal is to have each string made up of two individual strings. Nevertheless, as the Ben Ish Chai brought down, that commonly it's made out of 8 strings. So each corner would have a total of 64 strings, as we mentioned. Now, say a word about machine tzitzit. Meaning, if the machine does this process for you. The poskim bring down that the makor to compare the strings made by machine is a Gemara in Chulin, Tet Zayin Amud Aleph, and the Shulchan Aruch brings it down in Yorodea Siman Zayin, in regards to one who is pouring water downhill. And the water hits a wheel that accepts the water and turns. When it turns, it has a knife attached to it, and it spins and it's able to do shechita. It slaughters an animal. Now the slaughtering also has to be done by a human. It has to be done bekoach adam for the sake of slaughtering. So the case is over there is that the first turn is kasher. But after the first turn, meaning what it keeps on spinning, is already not kasher. Why? Because the first spin that it has when the knife touches the neck of the animal, that first spin comes from the effect of a human, and anything after that is already a poel yotze. It's just a consequence of that. Now there are those poskim that wanted to say this is similar exactly to the case of electricity. A person presses the button, so the first effect comes from the human being pressing. After that, it just happens on its own. Now, Chacham Vodya brings down that there's an inherent difference between tzitzit and shechita. That shechita, the whole maaseh is a shechita. The whole mitzvah is a shechita. But in regards to tzitzit, the maaseh is just a means to get the strings. Now, the opinion of the Chazon Ish is that anything that follows the pressing of the button is also considered lishma. Meaning a person would say L'shem mitzvah tzitzit when he presses the button, and anything that follows is also considered lishma, and it's different than shechita. Because in shechita, it's just one action and everything else follows suit. But when you put the two wires together, so they stay together. And so long as they're together, it's an effect of what you did. And therefore it's kasher. Now, the Shut Tzitzel Yezer agrees with this as well. And Chacham Avodah says that Enechanami, if a person before pressing the button of the machine says L'shem mitzvah tzitzit, it's kasher. Nevertheless, it is praiseworthy for a person to try and be makpid on tzitzit that are made by hand. Because that, according to all opinions, is good. Halacha Yud Aleph. Yizaher la'asot gufa talit v'chutin shel tzitzit akol lavan. The garment and the string should all be white. Ben betalit gadol, ben betalit katan, whether it is a talit gadol or a talit katan that you place on the body. Remez hadavar v'haya atufim lelavan. And the ones that are wrapped should be white. That pasuk is really talking about Lavan and Yaakov, but the Ben Ish Chai makes a remez. Betalitot sheyesh ben seva mitzdadin lenoi lo ichpat. And the talitot that have a little bit of color on the edges, that we're not meticulous about, and that fulfills the requirement. Ki atzeva hu me'at min ha'me'at beguf ha'talit derubo lavan. The color is really just a minimal part of the garment. Halacha yud bet, arba chutin shel tzitzit, the four strings of tzitzit, yitnem b'kanaf ha'talit toch ha'nekev. You should place the strings into the corner, in the hole. There are four strings. You place them through the hole, and then you double them over. So it comes out that together it's eight strings. Each one of these strings should be 12 gudalim. What is 12 gudalim? Every gudal is 2 centimeters. So it comes out that the string should be 24 centimeters. ומודדים במקום הרחב שבגודל, and you measure by the wide part of the gudal, of the thumb, ומתחילים למדוד אותם משפת הכנף אחר הקשר. After the knot, that's where you measure the 12 gudalim. That's where you measure the 24 centimeters long that it should be. אבל כל מה שמונח על הכנף, אין למדוד בכלל החשבון שלו בית גודלים הנזכרים. But anything that, the part of the string that goes from the hole to the edge of the garment is not considered part of the 12 gudalim that we need. ואם ירצה לעשותם יותר מיוד בית גדולים, if one wants to make the strings longer than 24 centimeters, הרשות בידו, he's allowed to. ובדיעבד, אם הם פחות מיוד בית גדולים, כשרים. If they are less than מיוד בית גדולים, בדיעבד, they're כשר. וכל שכן, אם היה בתחילה שיעור יוד בית, and how much more so if they started out being 12 גדולים, and then התמעטו על ידי רחיצה. And when one washed them, they shrunk, שנתקבצו לקשרים בדיעבד, את כשר בדיעבד. הלכה יוד גימל. אלו היו בית גודלים. These 12 גודלים. יזהר לעשותם 4 גודלים גדיל ו8 גודלים ענף. They have to be 4 גודלים of גדיל and 8 גודלים ענף. Now, the גדיל is referring to the knotted part and the winds that we have around it, the קריחות. That part has to be 4 גודלים or at least 8 centimeters. And the anaf is the loose part, the strings. That part has to be 8 gidulim, or 16 centimeters. Ve'im mosif al agdil, if you add on to the gdil, you make it bigger, yosif gam ken ba'anaf. It also has to be the anaf. It has to always be relative. That the anaf is always bigger in the same proportion to the gdil. Bofen yidakdek shiyeh hatzitit shlish gdil u'shnei shlishim anaf. It has to be a shlish gdil. A third of it has to be the knots and the winding part. And shnei shlish, two-thirds, anaf. Has to be the strings, the loose strings. Ki yesh tam b'zeh al pi asod, because there's a reason for this, al pi kabbalah. Halcha yudalet. Yikshor roshe hatzitziot kol chut v'chut shel hatzitziot. Kedei shelo yitpardu m'shziratan. We said that each string is made up of numerous other strings. One should take the each individual string and make a knot at the end, like a loop knot at the end, some type of knot to make sure that they don't unwind, don't unravel. Because if they do unravel, it could render the tzitzit pasul. Ken eid Rabbeinu Moreinu Chaim Vital Zal al Rabbeinu Arizal shehaya oseh ken. Rav Chaim Vital testified on the Arizal that he used to do this. Ken eid Rabbeinu Shmuel Vital al Rabbeinu Rav Chaim Vital Aviv. And Rav Shmuel Vital testified on his father, Rav Chaim Vital, used to do this as well. This is to make sure that the strings remain intact. Halachat Tetvav, Heid Rabbeinu Moreinu Rav Chaim Vital al Rabbeinu Arizal. Rav Chaim Vital testified on the Arizal שהיה נוהג לעשות בטלית קטן דווקא שני נקבים סמוכים זה לזה. The Arizal used to make two holes through which he would place the tzitzit. Not as we have mentioned above, that you have one hole and the strings go directly through, but rather two holes and they tie and meet at the two holes. כאין נקודה צרה, like the letter צרה. The tzadi here in the word צרה has a צרה. Those two dots are called a צרה. בכל כנף מארבע כנפות. Each one of the four corners used to receive these two holes. Usually we find this more prevalent by minhag chasidi. והיה מוציא חוט הציצית דרך שני הנקבים ההם. You would take out the strings from them. Not as we've mentioned previously that you put the strings through it. באופן שיהיו שני קצוות חוטי הציצית מתגלים בצד אחד החיצון. What would end up happening is that the strings would appear from one side and not from the other side. וסברה זו הביאה בספר האגור. And this סברה, this שיטה, is mentioned already in the ספר called האגור. אך רבנו אריזל לא היה עוסקם בתלית גדול, אלא רק בתלית קטן. The אריזל would not do this in the תלית גדול. He would only do this in the תלית קטן. ורב שמואל ויטל העיד על אביו, רב חיים ויטל, שלא היה עוסקם אפילו בתלית קטן. And רב שמואל ויטל testified on his father, רב חיים ויטל, who was the star pupil of the אריזל, that he wouldn't even do this on his תלית קטן. ובוודאי, מורנו רב חיים ויטל, זל הבין מרבנו אריזל שאין דבר זה מעכב. And it's for sure that if רב חיים ויטל was not מקפיד on this, it must be that there was no room for this קפדה על פי קבלה. ורק רבנו אריזל, אחר שנהג בכך בילדותו כמנהג אשכנזים, since the אריזל grew up במנהג בני אשכנז, and he changed his מנהגים all to בני ספרד, so this is one of the מנהגים that stayed with him, but he didn't change it. But this is not to say that it necessarily is an עיכוב על פי קבלה. לא שינה, ולכך גם רבנו רב חיים ויטל לא שינה מנהגו. ואנחנו מנהגנו לעשות נקב אחד, and our מנהג שזה בן ישחי, is to make one hole, אפילו בתלית קטן, even in תלית קטן. ושמעתי שגם אצל החסידים בירושלים, in ירושלים as well, תיבנה ותיכונן, המנהג פשוט לעשות נקב אחד, to make one hole, בין בתלית גדול, בין בתלית קטן. Whether it's a תלית גדול, or it's a תלית קטן. ומסתמה ככה המנהגו של רבנו הרשע זל. And says the בן ישחי, מסתמה, we can assume that this was the minhag of the Arizal, of Rabbeinu Arshash as well.